Phoenix FM. Joined on the line for this week's council updates by the deputy leader of Brentwood Council, it is Keith Parker. So hello, good morning.
Good morning, Michelle.
How are you on this fine day?
Well, it's beautiful where I am, and quite lucky I live on an old farm, and it's beautiful out there.
You've had your year as mayor.
I have.
How's it been?
It was absolutely brilliant. It was very diverse in as much as you range from civic duties, which, you know, obviously you're the person that's heading the council in some ways and representing the council, to school plays, music, school musicals, and, you know, some of the sadder things, carers, charities and so on and so forth. So it's very diverse, a wonderful experience, and not one I would have missed.
It isn't just one event a week, it could be several, couldn't it?
Oh, sometimes it's three a day.
Yeah, wow, wow.
Yeah, it's quite often three a day.
Yeah.
They used to reckon that, of course it wouldn't have happened this year because of the lockdown, but the average was always reckoned that a mayoral year would cover 365 events over the year. But supposedly one a day, but the thing about it is that it's sometimes three a day, sometimes two a day, which gives you a day off.
What ones really struck home with you?
I could go down a long list. I mean, there's the civic side of it, which is very good if you've got a lot of other mayors from other boroughs who are good company and so on and so forth. And I was very lucky this year that we had a really good mix of mayors, fondly known as the chain gang. But the other side of it is that, and I suppose things that really stick in your mind was, I went to a carers charity in one of the other boroughs, and it was a charity that was formed to support carers, and particularly young carers.
Yeah.
And they had a young lady on there, probably early 20s, who gave a little speech on how she had to look after her mother and so forth. And then, for me, out of the blue, come this young girl, probably 12, 13 at the most, spoke for about 20 minutes on how she was looking after her mother, used to get up early in the morning to get her mother ready so she would have a carer come in during the day.
Mm.
She also had to get up early to get her brother ready because her brother was had learning difficulties and getting ready for special school. She used to come home lunchtime to make sure everything was okay, get back early from school and look after them, put them to bed and so forth. And she said she knew she'd given up her childhood.
Mm.
And, excuse me, I don't think there was a dry eye in the house. You know, such things like that, and there was lots like that.
Mm.
A lot of them are over the weekend,
yes.
You know, because you've got, you know, flag raising and, you know, ceremonies. You get, you know, you get luxury as well with it because you get to go to the Queen's garden party.
Mm.
But, you know, as I said to begin with, it's very, very diverse. I can't think of anybody who sort of, like me probably, started a bit, well, I'm not sure this is for me, who then came away after having done it, who didn't feel, you know, it was worthwhile.
We're going to talk about VE Day. It's the 75th anniversary, and you were actually born, and you don't mind me saying this because we talked off air, you were born in 1941, so the war was going from 39 to 45, so you were born in the war years, and you've still got some memories, although you're very young, of hearing the doodlebugs and stuff go over.
Oh, yeah, I mean, I missed the actual bombing raids and so forth because it didn't mean much to me.
Mm.
I remember during the bombing raids, though, very, very vividly, I was born in Highbury, opposite the Arsenal football ground.
Yeah, yeah.
And we used to walk about 300 yards down the road to the Arsenal station and sleep on the platform.
Mm.
as that was, you know, classed as being the shelter.
Yeah.
Or just across the road was the Arsenal Stadium. You know, we used to sleep under the stands there when the bombing raids were on. I can remember vividly doing that, but I can't remember anybody trying to bomb me.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was horrific, but, you know, I mean, I don't think too much can be said, you know, about the British attitude to, you know, times of hardship. And, I mean, my childhood, though it was, we came out of the war during my early childhood, went into rationing. Well, the rationing was on all during the war.
Yep.
As I mentioned to you earlier, before we started, my first school journey, when I was probably 10 or 11, I had to take my ration book with me. You know, and people just accepted it. It was a way of life. And I used to queue up with my mum and my dad at the butcher's. And when you got there, you got your ration book, but you probably couldn't buy what you wanted. You know, the butcher would say, "Well, I've got some of this.
Yeah.
You either want it or you don't." So it was a strange time, but I don't remember it as being, you know, overbearing. It was, you didn't know if people were going to get killed and so on and so forth, but being very young, that didn't mean a great deal to me. I do remember towards the end of the war, my father got caught in a bomb blast and spent 9 months or a year in hospital, and that was probably the only thing that brought home to me. And probably another thing I remember as a youngster, and neighbours were living opposite, the whole sort of street came out in mourning because her son was on the hood. Do you remember the hood that was blown up by the Bismarck?
Right.
And everybody was sort of in tears about it, but it just went by. Nobody, you know, it was a way of life, because I suppose a lot of them have been through the war before.
So the council have put together, with, I think, Carmel Jane, a video, haven't they?
They have indeed, yeah. They put a video together, you know, celebrating the years, and really celebrating, well, probably the courage of the British people.
And it's got interviews with lots of different people from Brentwood and their memories, or memories of their parents, or what they remember being told about what happened in Brentwood during the war.
Yeah, very much so. I mean, when I was mayor last year, the Holocaust centenaries.
Yeah.
So I did a number of them, and each one was, because there's not many left, unfortunately, was somebody who'd survived Auschwitz or a similar place, and they came and talked to us.
Yeah.
And, you know, you have to listen to it. I think from 11 o'clock onwards, you'll find it's a pretty full day.
Brilliant.
Even though we're doing most of our celebrations radio controlled, so to speak.
Yes, it's a strange world at the moment. If we move just back to some Brentwood business, when I was speaking to Chris last week, the business grants, it's the COVID-19 business grants, were 874 companies that have been helped so far, with grants between $10,000 to $25,000. All the details for this is actually on the Brentwood Council website. $12 million's been released.
Not so much, the figures are great. I mean, I know people who put their applications in. The ones who spoke to me were quite amazed, because they put their applications in at the weekend, Saturday or Sunday. Tuesday, the money was in their bank.
Yeah.
We have had, and I suppose I'm doing my council bit here by saying, we have had rave notices from the business community for the way our officers have administered the money. Other councils have reluctantly give us praise because they wish they'd been as good and as quick as we have been.
Mm.
It's been a really mammoth effort by the officers and in actually tackling this crisis, still keeping the council running more or less as normal, though there's some bits been cut out. But you know, from the business point of view, I think Chris and the chief exec have virtual meetings with the business people on Mondays, I think, and the Chamber of Commerce and so on and so forth, and I haven't had a bad word back, to be quite honest.
Brilliant. It's lovely to talk to you, Keith. Have a very lovely celebration of the 75th anniversary.
It'll be a pleasure. Thank you for your time.
You're lovely. Take care then, Keith.
Yeah.
Thank you. Bye. Bye-bye. That is the Deputy Leader of Brentwood Council. That was Councillor Keith Parker. And don't